Hey, look at you. You got them hands over to something. Hey, gaps and counters now. Here we go. Ready? Set. Hut. Boom. One, two. There you go. Hey, it's good. Now take a step. Boom. Tight. Outside. Rip. Caffy with your right hand. Set. Hut. Tight, tight, tight. Good. There you go. Wrap that rip. Eyes to the sky.
That's defensive line coach Todd Wash mic'd up for the final workout of week one of OTAs. He's a fun guy to follow through practice. Look for the full piece early next week on Jaguars.com. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars are done with the first full week of organized team activities. We'll start with news from Thursday. Tight end Julius Thomas sat out. The free agent prize looked sharp the first 2 days of camp, but he got kicked in the calf late in practice Wednesday. Gus Bradley said, it's just a bruise, and he should be practicing if this was the regular season. More on Julius Thomas in a moment from Brian Sexton. The word of the day Thursday from Gus Bradley was accountability. This is year three for the head coach, and the culture is finally in place. It's now time for the players to take control.
We're really challenging all of them. You know, I think the accountability part where you challenge each other, and, you know, to know, hey, we have a standard that we're creating, and anything less is unacceptable. And if a team or a unit can have that within, it's that much stronger.
I would just sit back and watch and then observe. But now I find myself being a little more vocal about things. And I think that's part of what Gus is talking about, just owning this culture and holding every man accountable, really. So far I do see guys owning it, and I think guys are really taking it seriously.
A few notes from Thursday, a few promotions in the personnel department. John Idzik has been hired full-time as a special assistant to the GM. He had been serving as a consultant leading up to the draft. Chris Polian promoted to director of player personnel, and longtime pro scout Chris Cub Driggers has been promoted to director of pro personnel. Cub is one of six employees who've been with the Jaguars since the start of the organization. A familiar face at practice, former Cowboys assistant head coach Monty Kiffin spent the last couple of days at Jaguars OTAs. Kiffin worked with Gus Bradley in Tampa, where he's famous for creating that Tampa 2 defensive scheme. And finally, the Jaguars are back on the field Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week for more OTAs. Full coverage right here on Jaguars.com. We mentioned Julius Thomas earlier. He's looked sharp on the practice field in week one of OTAs, and Brian Sexton has more.
Before we begin, you didn't see me here today. I wasn't here, and I didn't say what I'm about to say. You see, Gus Bradley has a pretty strict policy about reporting during the OTAs and sessions that aren't open to the public. And I understand he wants to keep some things out of circulation, which isn't easy to do in the social media wonderland we live in today. So, I'm not supposed to tell you what Julius Thomas did this week that had most of the folks watching in awe. So let's see if you can read between the lines. He might have done one of these and then taken off down the field. They need one of these. And did the same thing. He might have even pulled one of these rabbits out of the hat and then taken off down the field. What's clear as day, except when it isn't supposed to be, is that Thomas is really good. If he does some of those things, and let me be clear, I'm not saying he did this week, but I'm saying he might have, then the Jaguars offense is going to get better. A lot better. He might have made the kinds of catches we haven't seen in Jacksonville since before Jimmy Smith retired. Or he might not have. You never know. What I can tell you is the decision to bring Thomas to Jacksonville might have looked like a very wise move early in the Jaguars OTA sessions this week. Or I could say that if it wasn't a violation of the reporting policy. You got that?
Thank you, Brian. Join us tonight on 1010XL. Myself, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Buscelli might join us over the phone as well to wrap up the first week of OTAs. The Jaguars are back on the field Monday, June 1st. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.